From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is praising lawmakers in the House for narrowly passing legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system.
Given the heated and often misleading rhetoric surrounding this legislation, I know that this was a courageous vote for many members of Congress, and I'm grateful to them and for the rest of their colleagues for taking us this far.
Mr. Obama challenged the Senate to, in his words, take the effort to the finish line for the American people. Senate leaders say they'll bring a health care bill to the floor soon. More than a dozen of the people wounded in the shooting rampage at Fort Hood, Texas last week are still hospitalized, most of them in intensive care. The military says the suspect in the case, Major Nidal Hassan, is in critical but stable condition at a hospital in San Antonio. Investigators are still looking for the motive for the attack that left 13 people dead. NPR's Jennifer Lutton has the story.
President Obama will attend a memorial service for the victims on Tuesday, and there will be more tributes Wednesday, the Veterans Day holiday. The suspected shooter, Major Nidal Hassan, is a Muslim who's said to have offended colleagues with anti-American rants. But speaking on ABC's This Week, Army General George Casey said jumping to conclusions about a motive for the attack could heighten backlash against other Muslim soldiers.
What happened at Fort Hood was a tragedy. But I believe it would be an even greater tragedy if our diversity becomes a casualty here. And it's not just about Muslims. We have a very diverse army. We have a very diverse society. And that gives us all strength.
Major Hassan has been taken off a ventilator. There's no word on when charges might be filed against him. Jennifer Lutton, NPR News, Washington.
Hurricane Ida is barreling its way toward the Gulf Coast. The storm has 100-mile-an-hour winds, and forecasters say it could strengthen before making landfall. Hurricane watches have been posted from the Florida Panhandle to Louisiana. Ida is the first hurricane in the Atlantic this season to threaten the U.S. coast. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has already declared a state of emergency in advance of the storm, and authorities in Mexico are also making preparations, as NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
Mexican officials opened hurricane shelters on the island of Cozumel and on the mainland, even though Ida is expected to stay offshore. Fishermen and tour operators pulled their boats out of the water, and Cancun's beaches were empty as rains from the hurricane pounded the region. Ida originally made landfall as a hurricane in Nicaragua, then dropped down to tropical storm strength. It's now become a hurricane for a second time. Ida is moving north on a track that forecasters say will take it straight across the Gulf of Mexico towards New Orleans. It could make landfall in the U.S. by Tuesday morning. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Flooding and mudslides in El Salvador triggered by heavy rains have killed more than 90 people. Dozens of others are missing. About 7,000 people are riding out the severe weather in emergency shelters. This is NPR News. Lawmakers in Iraq have ended a long impasse and approved a bill that paves the way for national parliamentary elections scheduled there in January. The White House called the action a significant breakthrough. The administration had been concerned that a delay in the elections could push back the scheduled drawdown of American combat troops in Iraq. Tibet's exiled spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, has begun a controversial trip to the eastern Himalayan mountains. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, the visit is heightening tensions between China and India.
For many weeks, the Dalai Lama's visit has been a source of friction in the complicated relationship between two giant Asian neighbors, India and China. The areas in the state of Arunachal Pradesh in the far northeast of India. India says this is its sovereign territory and that the Dalai Lama's an honored guest, free to travel where he wants. China considers the area part of southern Tibet and therefore its territory. It's strongly protested the visit. The Dalai Lama arrived by helicopter to a colourful welcome from thousands of Buddhist monks and other supporters. Some walked through the mountains for several days to see him. He's beginning his week-long trip by praying at a monastery where he took refuge when he fled to India from Tibet 50 years ago. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
Philadelphia's transit strike is now in its sixth day, and tens of thousands of commuters are bracing for a Monday morning rush hour without bus, subway, and trolley service. Contract talks with the union that represents transit workers broke down yesterday, and no new negotiations are scheduled. Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell is urging the union to let members vote on the latest contract offer, but the union president says he cannot allow that. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.